Every country's had a violent revolution for one reason or the other. Not one of them has the freedom we're all talking about. So we're saying give peace a chance, you know, like nobody's ever done it before. And it's not a matter of, we're not thinking in terms of 10 years. We're thinking in terms of peace forever, you know. And everybody's talking about now. I want peace now. We can get peace now if we want it now. And the left wing talk about giving the power to the people. You know, anybody knows that the people have the power. All we have to do is awaken the power in the people. The people are unaware. It's like they're not educated to realize that they have power. They put the politicians in power. They vote for the local mayor. The people do it. But the system is so geared that everybody believes that just the father will fix everything. The father being the government. Government will fix everything. It is all government's fault. You know, shake your fist at the government. Well, we are the government. The people are the government. The people have the power. But we must try and make them aware of this.
All my little plans and schemes gone like some forgotten dreams. Seem that all I really was doing was waiting for you.
And Yoko was telling me about this great old ancient Chinese book, which tells you how to fight the battle, you know. And it says the battle is always lost within the castle, you know, like America's falling within, not from within, from the commies coming.
Yeah.
It's falling apart inside. Yeah. And this book on how to fight the good fight says that never have every door shut. The enemy then will...
Everybody's going to
come round and attack. But if you leave one door open, you know where they're going to come in, and then you get them. So intuitively, we're doing that. And we leave a door open. They're so busy shouting about haircuts and genitals and naked and long hair that they concentrate their ammunition there. We know where it comes from, and we get on with the job of selling and or doing whatever we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that. You leave the door open, man, and that's where the door they'll come in, you know.
Put isang taon na po ang nakalilipas mula nang napatay si John Lennon noong December 8, 1980. Subalit sino sa atin ang makakalimot sa mga awitin at mga salita ni John Lennon? Alam niyo ba, dahil sa mga salita at sa mga awitin ni John Lennon, sinubukan Richard Nixon na noon ay presidente ng Amerika na palayasin si John Lennon at Yoko Ono mula sa Amerika. Bukod doon, sinubukan din nilang kasuhan si John Lennon sa salang illegal possession of narcotics. Ang bigat. Abangan niyo po ang buong kwento sa December 18, 2011, episode 59, dito sa Bayan at Batas.
But in my heart I wanted more. Seems like all I really was doing was waiting for you.